Hello.
Hey, Madeline, what's
Hey.
up?
Okay, I was like, is he coming? Is he not?
For sure. I was just trying to prep myself.
I feel you. I feel you. I feel you. I feel you. So, how are
Yeah,
you?
I'm all right. I'm chilling.
Good.
It's a quiet
Good.
Christmas. I'm waiting for people to invite me for food.
I'm screaming. Don't kill me. I'm dead. I feel you, Sha. Like, I mean, it's COVID time, so everyone is
Right.
just.
Are you doing anything, or did you do anything today for Christmas, or are you planning something for the evening?
Nah, not at all. I've literally just been creating content all day. Then I was like, let me just take a break and join this podcast.
Right.
So today we're talking about luxury brands. I kind of had like, oh, I recorded an episode before this, where I just gave them like a little tea, like just a little tea on like what we're talking about in this episode. So before we even dive into it, like just introduce yourself, let everyone know who you are, you know what you're doing right now, and all that good stuff.
Okay. So my name is Adrian. Okay, what else about myself?
Yeah, like about yourself, like you know what you
What
do,
I
you know if you're
do.
into fashion, because you know the topic we're talking about today is like fashion related stuff.
It's actually very interesting. Okay, so my name is Adrian. Education wise, I went to school for information systems and marketing. So I'm a data analyst. But I'm actually trying to chase something different. Okay, I'm trying to start my own luxury, affordable luxury actually, hat and bag line. So it's been on the low for a minute. So this is me kind of like putting it out there for starters. You
Hey,
know,
I love that. I'm
yeah,
excited.
I know. I'll send you one when it's ready. But like, I'm starting off with the hats for sure, because with the bags are being made in Italy. And it's very expensive, because
Right.
I want proper, like I want proper quality,
Exactly.
and I'm going for sustainable fashion as well. So like,
Right.
I'm taking my time for that, for the bags, because and it's really expensive too. That's why I'm trying to,
That's the thing, luxury is expensive.
yeah, luxury is expensive, and you need to take your time. You know, you don't just rush and put something out there. And I'm trying to understand the market and how the market is moving as well, just to ensure the success of my brand takes off smoothly.
Okay, I
Yeah,
love that. I love that. I'm excited. Wow,
I know. Thank
congrats.
you. Thank you.
You're welcome. So, speaking of like luxury, right? Like, what do you think a luxury brand is? Like, I mean, we literally just said that luxury is expensive, but apart from expensive, do you think you associate luxury brand with any other thing?
Actually, what society actually associate luxury with is actually expensive. So for me, I'll say yeah, because like people want to feel different, right? People want to feel like when someone buys like an item for about $1,000 compared to someone buying another item for like $100, like they want you to know, like, yeah, like I'm wearing something.
This, right?
Yeah, something of luxury, you know, like this is a different tax bracket. You know, yeah.
I feel you. Okay, so then I guess with that luxury, so do you think that $100, like paying for something that's $100, isn't luxury?
So now that's the thing. So how do I put it? Not really. Like it could be depend it depends on how the brand is marketed, right? If the brand is, because even $100, not everyone can afford $100. So to some people, $100 is a lot, you know. So like, also with brands, it depends on how it's marketed. Like a brand can decide to make something like an affordable luxury and make it and make the brand and make the material and make the design and the style look so luxurious, but it's very affordable for like the common people, right? So it depends on how the brand is marketed. But like a brand that is trying to like sell maybe like just like everyday wear, you know, and definitely is not going to market it as luxury, you know, compared to, you know, you feel, yeah, basically.
Yeah, I feel you. So, I guess when you hear the words luxury brand, like, give me five brands that just came to your mind.
When I think of luxury brand, okay, I think of Prada, I think of Dior, the Hermes, Birkin, you know. And right now, like, there's a particular brand that is changing the definition of luxury, and that's Telfer and Jacquemus, you know, those two brands.
Are they both black owned or is
No,
it just Telfer?
Telfer is black owned.
Okay. So like I guess with the brands you've mentioned now, because me too, whenever I hear the word luxury brands, like I just think of the Gucci's, the Pradas, the Hermes, what is deemed or what is seen as luxury. I mean, they should be put in that luxury category because probably like one Gucci belt is like $150 minimum. I'm just guessing, right? And that's just one item that you probably wear not every single day. And obviously, with the brands that we've mentioned now, it's clear that literally just one out of the five or the seven that we just mentioned are black owned, right? And it's like, I know for sure that there are other black owned luxury brands, but it's like, why do we not have them in mind? Like, why don't we see them as common? Because even a lot of black people, or even most black people that are rich, are carrying the brands that you mentioned, like the Diors, the Pradas, the Hermes. But it's like, where are the black owned ones? And I know that we, oh, like black people, we always say we obviously want luxurious things. So black brands should, or we should have, or we should see black luxurious brands. But then we know that there are black luxurious brands, like you mentioned Telfar. And I think Telfar became popular this year. I don't even know how it became popular, but I personally heard of Telfar this year. I haven't heard of it before this year. And I don't know if it was the bags that made it popular or the shirts, because I know they sell other things, but me personally, I just know Telfar for their bags. And this is just the first black luxury brand that I'm hearing of that is so popular in even like white people. Like, I don't know if that makes sense. So it's like, why do you think that black people don't shop from black owned luxury brands?
I just feel the major reason is actually social construct. You know, growing up, we've always known the other European brands like to be the standard for luxury. You know how back then you're just like to just to divert a bit, you know how like society used to define the European beauty as a standard of, for beauty, then all of a sudden now being black is a trend. That's a topic for another day. But just like with with these brands, with this whole luxury brands and this whole designer brands, society told us or made us like the European brands, the if it's not made in Milan, if it's not made in France, if it's not made here or like in Europe, in the European countries, it's not luxury, you know. And they've always like and with this in mind, obviously, like this would obviously not encourage people to support black owned, or when most people see like a luxurious black owned business, they're like, oh, it's probably fake, you know. They already like already cancel it in their heads, and they're already like, okay, it's like, is this legit, or you know.
I feel you. Another thing I was even going to say, like as you were talking, I just remembered that, like, even let me just even use us as Nigerians. Like, when we were younger, traveling to England or traveling to the US was like you've literally made it. I don't know how best to explain it, but it's like if you're able to leave the country and come to other countries and see how they're living and, you know, even like buy things from there to bring back home, it's like you're literally there, like you're high up there. So I feel like even as black people, like we just love or appreciate or just want to feel like, okay, we know things that are international or we know things that are foreign and we can even like have those things. So we yearn for the things that are not even owned by us. I don't know if that makes sense. Even like in Nigeria, look at the things that they are selling. Most of the things that we're selling in Nigeria are literally imported into the country. And whenever I ask people, like, oh, why do you look for all these luxury brands? Like, and I don't mean black luxury brands. I mean, like, the ones that are very, very popular. They're like, oh, don't you like good things? And it's like, yeah, I like good things, but aren't black luxury brands also good things? So it's like, we just always yearn for the things that are very foreign from us.
Yeah.
Which I never, ever understood as to why we did that, to be honest. And I think it's probably just something that has been there since we were young or since our parents were there. We can even take it all the way back to, like, colonization when it came. Like, I feel like it even started from there, that it has now been engraved in our minds that, okay, anything we need, it should be foreign, or anything we need to, like, say we belong or we are among should be foreign. Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah.
It's something, and I'm really happy, like, especially, like, right now, especially with this whole, like, black movement and, like, with the whole supporting black businesses, it's really shaping and changing the way we think of luxury, you know, like, definitely Telfa didn't just, like, start right now. Telfa started when it was tough back then, you know. Telfa started in 2005. That's when he was established.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and with Telfa, how I've gotten about Telfa was, I think it was actually even last year, I was taking this marketing class. Yeah, it was in marketing, and my friend walked in with the bag, and it was so different. I was like, yo, where'd you get this bag from? She was like, oh, it's Telfa. She was so hyped about it. And I was like, she put me on. She directed me to the website. I was like, okay, this bag is given. Like, yo, like, the quality, like, the durability, the functionalities, like, you can do a lot with a Telfa, like, with, like, and he has, like, three sizes. So, like, I'm really happy for his success, and I'm really happy, like, this year really made everyone, like the trend of supporting black business, black-owned businesses, started, honestly. That's what I'm really grateful for, that happened this year.
Right.
Yeah.
If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's also creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can also make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's literally everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
So I was going to ask, like, do you know, I guess, like, apart from Telfa, what other black-owned luxury brands do you know?
It's actually even just Telfa. Like, I had one in mind, but I don't know if he owns the brand. I'm thinking of Off-White. Yeah, but I don't know.
Isn't that the Virgil?
Yeah,
the Virgil
one, yeah. But I don't know if he owns it or if he's a co-owned. I don't know how all these brands work. So
I feel you.
But that's the only person that, yeah, like, when you think of, like, luxury too, like, Virgil in that space. So and they're really, and, like, right now Rihanna with the whole Fenty collection.
Right.
But you see, it's easier for Rihanna because she's already made.
Superstar, yep.
You know.
So what about, like, apart from just, okay, let me know, I'm trying to put this in the best way, like, I know Nigerian brands are also black-owned brands, so, like, do you know of any Nigerian brands that you would term as luxurious brands?
Absolutely, shout out to the Orange Nerd, the Orange Culture. I really love his clothes a lot, love his brand.
Right.
I bought his pants, support him definitely. But yeah, his is definitely luxury from the prices I saw. Cause, like, a pant is going for like $300-$200, so that's luxury. That's expensive. Mm-hmm. You know.
Right.
So yeah. So definitely Orange Culture for sure. That's the only black owned Nigerian luxury brand I can think of. Yeah.
Okay. Some of the ones that, like, I kind of, like, came across or I have known of over the years. The first one I'm going to mention is Diola Sego. I don't know if
you've heard of Diola
Sego. To get her to make your wedding dress or your traditional wedding dress, Like, that is another currency entirely. Like, I don't even think she speaks in Naira, to be
Oh,
very
yeah.
honest. So that's how like expensive she is. There's also Andrea Iyama. I don't know if you've heard of Andrea
Yeah, I've
Iyama,
not heard
but
of her.
it's okay. Her stuff is really, really good. Like, I think she is mostly known for like her swimwears. And they are in that 100, 200. I even bought like a dress from her for like my graduation dinner, but obviously we know about COVID and how the everything turned out. But like those are just some brands. Even Hanifa, have you heard of
Yeah, I've heard
Hanifa?
of Hanifa,
Yes. Okay. Hanifa, like even this year, she did the whole virtual fashion
yeah. Yeah,
show
that was
thing, which I thought was really, really cool. And if you noticed, she was actually the first person to start it. There was an article that I saw. I can't remember which I guess news brand it was, but they wrote about, you know, her virtual fashion show and how she was the first person to ever do that. But then a couple months later, another brand came up with their own virtual fashion show. And that same news outlet wrote about how that brand, but it wasn't a black-owned brand, it was a foreign brand, and how like that brand was the first brand to ever do a virtual fashion show. So I was like, it's interesting to see how they would just disregard, you know, black brands or black people and what they have achieved. So do you feel like, I guess I don't want to necessarily say society, but like the people that control the news, because people have to write the news that we read. So do you feel like the people that control the news even have like a hand to play in what defines a luxury brand or what brands are termed as
Yeah,
luxury?
absolutely. Like, absolutely. The media outlet, they do play a part, you know, in defining like the whole luck the term, the whole luxury term. And also with this designer brands, these foreign brands, I've just been thinking about it as well, right? Like the European brands, they've been existing for quite a while though. So it's gonna be hard. You know, being black, it's already hard, you know. So like it's gonna be hard, but not but definitely possible for black owned businesses to strive, like the luxury side of black businesses.
So I was gonna ask, like, apart from you know, society and, you know, the media outlets, do you feel like black people do have a hand in, or do you think that black people could also be part of the issue as to why black luxury brands are not being supported?
Yeah, definitely. Like you don't see like black people don't really support their own. That's what I've come to notice. Unless it becomes a trend, right? Unless it becomes a trend, that's when they start to support. But like you'd rather see a black person carrying like a European luxury brand, just like I said, for status, you know, for like the rich lay status symbol, you know.
Okay. Now, the other thing I was going to say in terms of like black people, because I've noticed that we will be quick to spend the thousands of dollars or the hundreds of dollars on the, you know, foreign brands. But then when it now comes to the black luxury brands, you hear them asking, why is it so expensive?
Yeah, exactly.
But you literally have that European band in your closet that you have not worn since you
Exactly.
bought
And
it. So what really is the
right,
tea?
and like they and black people feel like, yeah, like black people like their brands or their clothes shouldn't cost that much, you know. Or like I don't know, they question the yeah, of
Authentic,
like of their fellow black owned brands.
black
Yeah, I
owned
noticed
brands,
that. Yeah, I
right?
don't know why.
And that's very interesting. Like, I guess for those who are listening, if you guys know why that is so, please let us know,
Exactly.
because I think I'm very, very
Same.
intrigued. I'm very, very intrigued. So I guess do you know if there's any way, just to kind of like round things up, like do you know if there's any way that we can change how things are? Because we can't just necessarily wait for when black people become a trend, because I know that usually helps with getting people to support black brands and black creativity. Do you think there's any other way that we can change how things are now in terms of supporting Black-owned luxury brands?
Just keep marketing. Know your target audience for sure. I'll just tell any black person out there trying to start like a luxury brand. Don't make brands with having your friends or your family as a brand. Make a brand that the public will see and be like, wow, like. You know, just know your audience. Have a marketing schema, like something you can work with, because most people feel like starting a brand is easy and it's actually hard, you know, and that's why most of them are not successful. So just know your audience and know who you want to market to and promote heavy, you know. And also to the media out there. I know Sense does, like Sense is a retailer, is a luxury retailer. Right, it could maybe on their homepage, it could be like, oh, maybe upcoming brand or something. Do you get just to put the name out there? You know, if you're already established, luxury retailers like that can also help out. The media can help out, you know. And I love what Beyoncé did,
right?
By when the whole black support black businesses were trending, or I mean, it's still trending, but she actually got every black owned businesses in Africa and put it on her website. So if more people could actually do that and create awareness, even like when Kylie Jenner bought a dress from this African and put it in her website and she got bullied to tag
Farai,
you know, so
which is actually also interesting because you can tag what you want, right? But then you only tag some certain brands and leave the other ones out. And then it's like a question mark. Like, why? Right. So just to kind of like round things up, what I like to do at the end is to, well, because me personally, I'm a lover of music. Like, I love listening to music. So I want to find out like what song or songs or playlists or albums are you currently listening to or has been on repeats for a while and why? All right.
So I'm so happy I discovered this genre this year. It's called Amapiano. Piano. I want everybody to get on Amapiano. Amapiano is a vibe. Like the song I've currently been listening to that's an Amapiano song is I'm a Nikki Nikki, you know. It basically means sugar daddy, whatever, in Zulu or Xhosa, their language. But like, it's such a beautiful song, and the reason why I listen to a lot of like Amapiano right now is just because of the like the dance, like the shoulder work, the leg work, you know.
And who's What did you call the song?
I send it to you.
I'm a Nikki Nikki. Okay, it's who by, is it by?
Kamompela. And check. Yeah, it's by Kamompela. And some other featured artists. Let me just search it up real quick. I'm a Nikki Nikki. Yeah, it's by Major League, Kamompela, and MFR Souls.
I think I'm going to look into that because I have been meaning to get into like house music, and I know that a lot of Nigerian artists have actually said
Amapiano sound,
genre, like in their songs, and it's really nice to see them fuse Afro beats with Amapiano, because I think it just comes together well. But yeah, thank you so much for being on this episode me. I look forward to what people say. And guys, don't forget to keep the conversation going on social media by using the hashtag TTWithMThePodcast. And we'd like to know what you guys think. Like, let us know. How do you feel about luxury brands and, you know, supporting Black luxury brands? Like, where do you think we're at and how do you think we can make things better? So yeah, thank you so much, Adrian, for coming.
Thank you for having me.
And I wish you a Merry Christmas. You're welcome.